Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. That's all of you out there, all of you boldly aspiring to new things, to better things. The year's still new, and here we are moving forward on our dreams and our goals. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Well, thanks for joining us. We are on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. It's been quite a few days in between episodes, I admit. We've had a few kinks to get out of the system. I have been sick for quite a few weeks. I'm happy to say that I think I'm back okay, and the voice is working. So we are here in episode 70. And our wish of the day is, may you give thanks consistently from the unshakable awareness that there is always an all-sufficiency within the apparent insufficiency. And we're going to talk about a few things here, and the themes, there are three of them in general. And the first theme involves giving thanks consistently. The second one is the development of an unshakable awareness. And the third one is a little more difficult to delve into, but it's the concept of the all-sufficiency versus the apparent insufficiency. Well, what if we start talking about giving thanks? Giving thanks consistently. And this is something that if I would have to say that has affected my life in the most positive way, in ways that I could not even imagine, it's this whole idea of being grateful in all things, not for all things. And it doesn't make me a better person, better than anybody out there, the fact that I just make saying thank you a regular part of my life, a regular part of my day. For example, if I'm walking outside, I'm thankful. Thank you. I'm just thankful. If I'm having a particularly bad day, I'm thankful. I just say thank you. Not for the bad day, I just say thank you because it has become, after several months of practice, it has become my habitual way of reacting or a habitual thought, a thought that I have regularly. The same way we have these thoughts of why is this always happening to me? Why does this happen to me? Et cetera, et cetera. Well, we have the same idea of just being grateful, being thankful. And I think it's really important that we distinguish between being grateful for something and being grateful in all things. Make gratitude a normal, habitual way of thinking, of seeing things, even when there apparently is nothing to be grateful for. Like I said, you could be having a really bad day. There are a lot of things that are not going your way. It could be a bad week, could be a bad month. So what? Say thank you. What for? You don't have to say thank you for anything. You don't need something to be thankful for. You can use thanks as a causative power, not as just a response to. The more you say thank you, I can tell you right now, the universe will come up with things for you to be thankful for. Now, our second point is an unshakable awareness. Now, when I talk about unshakable, well, we know what awareness is. It means you know something is there. And if it's unshakable, you know it's there and you believe it. So we've got these three words. We have faith, belief, and knowing. So if you're not really sure about something or if something is not evident yet, you're going to have to believe it. And you're going to have to believe it until you know it. And then you won't have to believe it anymore because you know. Now, until you get to that point, you're going to have faith. And when I say faith, I'm talking about, first of all, trusting the source of your information, your advice, or whatever it is you're going to have faith about. And then you have to step out and act boldly with that faith and the belief in that idea, in that thought that you have chosen to follow. And you have to act on it. Now, there's actually a lot more to it than this, but it's a good beginning. It provides a good beginning. Faith and belief imbued with action. And if you do that long enough, then your faith and your belief mixed with action will start to produce results. And those results will provide the empirical evidence for you to start knowing. And once you know that something is the way it is, you don't have to believe it anymore. So here we're talking about an unshakable awareness. Okay, so let's be thankful and let's look at things that we've chosen to believe in with an unshakable awareness of an all-sufficiency within the apparent, and I underline the word apparent insufficiency. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, all-sufficiency means that you can always get or find what you need. And the insufficiency, of course, is just the opposite. It means you never have enough, or it's not there, or you can't find things. Now, you see here what we're talking about is an all-sufficiency of ideas and possible solutions. That's right. Ideas and possible solutions just waiting to be discovered, tapped into, and unleashed. If we think in a certain way, and what I mean by that is constructively. One way that this can manifest most readily is in the nature and the quality of our questions. What kind of questions are we asking ourselves? What are the questions that we're asking? That's constructive thinking. You see, there are two basic sets of questions. There are the constructive questions. How can I do this? What do I need to do next? Where can I find the solution? What resources have I looked at so far? And then you have the famous misleading rhetorical question. Why does this always happen to me? How on earth am I going to make this work? You see, those types of questions, they're questions, but they're not constructive questions. And they are tapping into an awareness of insufficiency. It means you're taking it as a fact that there are no solutions, that there are no ways out. That's rare. It's rare when there's not a way out. It's rare when there aren't solutions. We just haven't spent enough time, and I would most likely change that word, we haven't invested enough time in asking the right questions and following through in terms of finding those answers and getting the results. So in this very short episode, I thought it would be important to share these things, these three elements of the quote that have guided me for the past, let's say, 3 years now. And there, I can't imagine the confusion and the uncertainty that were raging rampant in my life before I made these into habits. So my advice to you, my little advice to you, as one human to another, as one person to another, an imperfect person who's learned certain lessons, let's get good at asking better, more constructive, more effective questions, and we'll see how there will be a commensurate improvement to our subjective and even our objective prospects. And as we part ways, I share my sincere wish with you. May you give thanks consistently from the unshakable awareness that there is always an all-sufficiency within the apparent insufficiency. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately you hold the key. Thanks for your time.